My name is Mukhtar Maki, and I'm from Sudan, Africa.
And where were you living in Sudan?
I lived in Khartoum before, but originally from, my parents from the side of Darfur city.
When did you leave Sudan?
Sudan back in 2001.
How did you get to America, and what did you do once you arrived here?
We have a civil war. Before, I used to go to school in university in Sudan, and we have a civil war in the south, and they had to take a student to go to the war, and a lot of my friends, they lost their lives. So the only solution was to leave the country. So I escaped to Cairo, and then from there I lived in a refugee camp for 2 years. Then I was sponsored by Lutheran Services Florida to come over here back in 2001.
And when you got here, did you know anyone?
No, I didn't know anybody. I didn't know the language. I didn't know how to get into the new life over here. It was very hard for me.
What were some things that helped you make that transition?
Yeah, it was just about, I put my mind, I want to learn. I want to live here the rest of my life. So I just have to know how to deal with the new life. So I started to work at night. And then I started to go to English classes, ESL classes in the evening. And then I just took the GED. I passed it. I went to HCC, Hillsborough Community College, for 2 years. I graduated. I transferred to USF. I'm about to graduate from USF now, too.
And your family, how did you contact them in when they were back in Egypt, and what was that like?
See, the story behind that one, my father, he was an old regime in the government, and then the government changed back in the 90s. So they jailed him with the ex-president, the ex-government regime. So he has to exit to Ethiopia and live there. So for a year and a half, we don't know anything about him. So in the same time, I got a hard time in school, so I have to leave school in Sudan and leave. So I didn't know anything about my family that I leave behind until I got to Cairo. So while in Cairo, I lived in a refugee camp for 2 years, and I'm trying to find an answer. What is my family? Who's still alive? Who died? And all these questions. But I never get an answer because my dad, he was in Ethiopia, and then my family was in Sudan. They trying to get a way to get out of Sudan, but it was hard for them. But when I came over here, and I have some friends back in the refugee camp, so they saying my dad from Ethiopia, he came from Ethiopian refugee camp, he came to Egypt, Cairo refugee camp. And then a month later, my mothers and my other siblings, they found a way to get away from Sudan, and they were in a refugee camp by then. But that 2 years later, after I came here.
And now are any of your family in the United States?
Yes, I have my father and three of my sisters who live here in Tampa with me. And then my mother and brother and another sister, they still live in Cairo in a refugee camp.